All right. Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. This is Overdunk. I'm Slunks, joined, as always, by Bridget. Unfortunately, no dupes next tonight. This is a weird episode, obviously. This episode, if you're watching this in the future, for some reason, you dusted off the archives. This is coming after some pretty tragic news in the Unite community for the state of the game. State of the game, state of the competitive esport, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to talk a lot about it. But the big news is Pokemon Unite will no longer be a part of the World Championships, or honestly, any kind of Unite Championship series after San Francisco in August. It's tough. We got to talk about it. I said on Twitter, I got opinions. I know Bridget does too. I know chat does too. So we want to communicate with all of you as we do this episode, YouTube comments, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to get into all of that. Before we get into that, Bridget, I want to just quick check in. Bridget, how you doing, my friend? It's been a long time since we've been on the episode, together, been on the pod. So how you been over the last couple of months? I guess basically since NAIC.
Overall, really good, honestly. Maybe it's just because I got back from like 2 weeks of vacation, so I'm like, life is awesome. And then this week has just been like punch after punch after punch, and I'm still good, but like, man, I would love like good news at some point.
I was just saying, like, okay, so a little bit of a peek behind the Zoinks life curtain a bit for me, why this podcast has been delayed. I've had kind of like a bit of a tornado going on in my own life as of recently, like last month or so, which is why we haven't had many podcasts. And I remember telling my girlfriend recently, I was like, I'm just so tired of things ending. Like I got laid off of my job, for people who don't know. I'm okay, don't worry. But like, and then this Unite news coming out and everything, and I'm just like, I'm so tired of stuff ending. I need something exciting to start in my life. So maybe this podcast will be the real pivot point for that. But anyways, that's why it's been a minute since we've been doing the show, but obviously we had to talk about it. Honestly, we talked about doing an emergency Overdunk like the night of, but it was like tricky to get the timing and everything like that. And honestly, I kind of wanted a couple of days between the news coming out and then like the community to sort of form a collective opinion on it, which it kind of has. And boy, I didn't expect this to be the opinion that the community was going to have. Full disclosure, I had a little bit of an earlier look at what this like news was going to be. Not very much. Like, trust me, like they're similar, but like a bit of an inkling what was going on. And yeah, this is not the result I thought was going to be happening from the community. But anyway, we're gonna get into all of it, folks. So like I said, that was the big news. I talked about it right at the front. We're gonna talk more about like some specifics, but let's just jump into the first place I saw it. So we're going to jump to basically Play Pokemon, or champions.pokemon.com is the website we're going to be jumping into. But this is where we basically got news for everything Play Pokemon related for the next year, which is specifically what is getting the Unite change, right? And of course, I don't have Bridget's camera on screen. Let me change that again. There we go. We are two different sizes. I'm so good at podcasting.
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, I wish it was. Okay, here we go. Pokemon Unite Championship Series. Pokemon Championship Series will no longer be a part of the Championship Series of the 2027 season. There will be a standalone in-person Pokemon Unite event planned to take place in Japan with paid travel for qualified teams. Additional details, including qualification and travel support information, will be announced at a later date on the Pokemon Unite official site. Play Pokemon would like to thank all of the dedicated teams, competitors, and organizations, and casters in the Pokemon Unite community, and podcasters.
Streamers,
For the spirit, all the co-streamers, exactly. For the spirit and passion they have brought to battles around the world. Guys, it's over. Let's talk about the main thing going on here, Bridget. I think, obviously, this news is like kind of groundbreaking. Like, I don't know, it's very... But a lot of people have pivoted and jumped onto the idea that this is a pivot in a good direction for the game. Now, I don't want to get into like the really controversial stuff right away, but I kind of feel like we have to, because that's like the main talking point that's going on right now. Guys, I have to say this publicly, I am unfortunately not the face of optimism in this whatsoever. I completely disagree with the idea that this is actually an improvement for the game or a betterment of to the championship series as a whole in general. Yes, there will still be a tournament in Japan. And I want to make that sentence specifically clear. There will still be a tournament in Japan. They are not adding a tournament in Japan, at least not in any posts I've seen. The Asia Champions League finals still happened in Japan in March last year. It looks like that will repeat in some variety. The Asia Champions League last year had international teams invited, albeit via a different qualification process, but it was the same way. It is a still standalone system. What this reads to me is that the company that manages the World Championships and the United Championship Series, which would be the Pokemon Company International, that umbrella company, versus just the Pokemon Company, which handles everything in Japan and much of Asia, the Pokemon Company International will no longer be a part of anything Pokemon Unite related. I could be wrong about that. Maybe the regional qualifiers they have some involvement in, but the way this reads to me is not that at all. We are going from multiple IC, like, LAN tournaments, multiple regional qualifiers, or if it was the league format even from this year, multiple tournaments that are gone now. We are down to one tournament that does have a grand prize of a LAN, which I'll admit is cool, but we are down to one tournament for the as far as we know, for the entire year. I'm going to guess that is very likely the case, that it'll only be one tournament for the entire year. That's it. Okay, last thing before I hand the mic over to Bridget, because I've just been rambling for this. This doesn't say it. This Aeos Crown Tournament, I'll pull up this. Until now, Pokemon Unite has been held as one of the competition categories at the Pokemon World Championships. It has now been decided to be a standalone competition event, Pokemon Unite Aeos Crown 2027 Tokyo. Well, it's not said specifically here. This screams to me, farewell tournament. This screams to me, this is one final hoorah for this game, for this competitive esport. You can disagree with me if you want to. You can think that this is the start of a Japan-only circuit where Asia's leading the way and somehow international teams get to compete more often. That could be the case, but, like, guys, you gotta look at relatively any numbers outside of Japan. Like, guys, we don't have players in our game. We don't have players in our game. No one's watching the international competitions. Look at the viewership numbers. Like, they're just not there. Like, Pokemon is taking a step to say, we are taking Unite out of the circuit. We're removing their circuit. We're taking it out of Worlds. The take I think I most disagree with is people being, oh, Unite chose this because of the restrictions that Pokemon, the Pokemon Company International has. That is the wildest logical leap I have ever heard. That you would pull the game from your premier event. That's the World Championships is not just the West, right? Like, that is where the Asia, like, players for any of the titles are competing to qualify for as well. You don't remove the premier event to, like, level up in another variety. I don't see it. We're gonna be talking more about the graphic. We'll be talking more about the graphic later on. But Bridget, I have rambled and rambled and rambled. Any just, like, surface thoughts specifically on this controversy of people talking about how it's actually going to improve the competitive scene for our game?
Honestly, I applaud anyone who could spin this into something good, because to me, I was like, it's over. Like, it's just like, no more ICs, no more Worlds, which, like, as a Western, like, viewer, fan, that's basically everything. Like, they, right. It's like, I just don't know how you could spin it any other way. Like you said, like, yes, we do have the March Japan tournament next year, but it's giving pity tournament, victory lap, like, they already had the venue reserved kind of vibes to me. So I would truly be shocked if there was anything after that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the same way. Yeah. We got Reggie messaging in chat saying that an org is saying something. I can't go off of anything that's, like, conjecture at this point, right? We got to talk about, like, official news, but yeah. It's bizarre that this somehow this rhetoric has turned to good news. But I'll admit, like, you gotta specifically where I think I get a little more understanding for is the Japanese community surrounding it, right? Like, their opinion, yes. Game's crushing it. You know, they have a super successful competitive league. Often their players and streamers are kind of superstars in this game. There's a quick chat mode song that's doing numbers out in Japan.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everything's lining up correctly in terms of Japan. So, honestly, at this point, I think it makes sense to me that that is where the epicenter of Pokemon Unite competition is going to pivot to. Yes, I get that. However, I don't think it's, all right, let's go and we'll stay the course and Japan will carry for X amount of time. I think it's going to, let's go hang out with Japan until, you know, until things shore up. Yeah, I saw Landon saying it in chat. I saw Spraggles tweet about it as well. Feels very District 1 from Hunger Games in terms
so
of Japan
funny.
Opinion. Like, guys, it's... Yeah. All right, well, I'll read another one. So the tweet I just read from the Japan Twitter led to this link, which is, we've decided that Pokemon Unite will not be a part of the 2027 Pokemon World Championships and will instead hold a separate tournament, Pokemon Unite AO's Crown 2027 Tokyo. It says we have decided... I personally don't know if Unite's the one to say that, but hey, that's what they're saying, but you know, we'll go with this. Schedule is as follows. Regional qualifiers starts in November 2026. Tentative, sure.
Target you regions, that.
All regions worldwide. What does that even mean? I'm assuming it's like EU, LATAM, all as one, and like North America, and maybe OC gets a tournament. No, probably. I think TPC probably does. But anyway, then the final tournament, late March, when the Asia Champions League finals is likely at. Location, Tokyo, Japan. Format offline, of course. Number of participating teams, up to 32. All teams that won their respective regional qualifier to Tokyo with travel award included. Great, that makes sense. So at least... We'll announce the detailed schedule of each regional qualifier and tournament regulations as soon as they are finalized. We look forward to your continued support for Pokemon Unite. Okay.
I really like the bit that says tournament prize. Yes.
Tournament prize?
Like, yeah. no details. Just yes. Don't worry about it.
There will be prizing. We'll see if it extends past just the travel award trip to Japan for the international tournaments. It could. I'm not. Yeah. High fives or cards. Could be, Kyle. We'll see. Yeah. It is. Guys, this is such a tricky spot to be in. I want to talk a little bit about, we're going to get into just more of like the sentimental feelings and stuff. We're kind of doing all the controversy up front, people. I want to talk like sentimentally and fondly about Pokemon Unite and the esports and everything it's brought into my life for sure at some point during this show. So we can look forward to that. But let's talk a little bit about the situation at hand, I think, is going to be the big thing here. Bridget, let's talk about the timing. Let's talk about the timing of this announcement. Anniversary happened. It felt like everybody was really waiting on Play Pokemon announcements of when this is gonna happen, everything, you know, a big anniversary event in the game happens. Oh boy, everybody, finally it's a perfect time to come back to the game. A big push. Hey, we got lots of cool holoware. There's free stuff. There's a lot of cool stuff. You want to spend money on that, don't worry about it. Also, we're canning your eSport. it is... Guys, it is, I don't like it. Listen, there's a lot of things that I've disagreed with on this game and how they run it. The license journey was just a total failure for the game, unfortunately. I on this podcast was talking about it, how it could have been a positive thing at some point, right? Like, maybe if they made some pretty distinct changes, they never did. Unfortunately, it's not great. Sure, they're giving us Pokemon in free events. Great, that's fine. We'll see how long that continues. Guys, this is, it's not looking good. It is not looking good. But I think the timing of this was wild. Right after the anniversary, just, I think it's unfair. It's unfair to your players, and it's unfair to your consumers, in my opinion. Don't like that. Don't like that at all.
Yeah, it really just, like... like you said, just had the anniversary. We got, like, a pretty good patch. They updated the UI. It was like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm feeling kind of good. I'm excited for Worlds. After NAIC, I was kind of like on a high with the game as well. Like, I've actually been like not playing a ton, but opening the game, looking at it, playing some, you know, like remembering why I did enjoy it. And then, yeah, it was like we woke up, what, like Tuesday, Wednesday morning, and they just like, it felt like a public execution for me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they just like killed it in front of everyone like this. Like, it just felt like, oh, we're releasing the other Play Pokemon news. Well, I guess we gotta throw this in there too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Guys. All right. It's time. Let's talk about the graphic.
Okay, you've been really trying to.
It's time
to put off the graphic critique.
We gotta talk about the graphic. Here it is. This graphic is going around, and honestly, like, shout out to this this just a person on Twitter. They made this basically trying to talk about maybe the positives of the absence of the World Championships into the AOS Crown 2027 Tokyo. Okay, so the list of things that they have, yeah, the AI.
I can't.
Honestly, guys, we're going to trust me, I am never the one to say this. We're going to have to ignore the AI-ness of this for a moment. Unfortunately, for us to get through the subject matter of the statement, we're going to have to ignore the AI. And trust me, I don't want to. I really, really hate that stuff. But we're going to have to. Anyway, okay, let's. World Championships is leveling up. Oof, don't agree with that take. Okay, here we go. Part of the World Championships, the reasons why, these are the negatives, I guess, being stated of the World Championships. Shared broadcast time, one of several events, limited focus on Unite, multiple Pokemon titles. Those are all the same fact, by the way. Those are just four different ways to say the same thing, that there are four games of the World Championships.
Most of what the graphic is saying nothing in a lot of words.
Okay, great. Yes, well, sure, I guess. There are four events. They each had their own stream for all of the events. So the viewer-wise, just incorrect entirely. The viewing area, maybe, but trust me, there's absent seats across all of the viewing areas. I don't think it's the fact that there is multiple games that is defeating the in-person viewership of this game. In fact, Unite was actually one of the best games at drawing just viewers in person for the entirety of the event who aren't players of the exact game. So, okay, whatever. We gotta move on. AOS Crown 2027 Tokyo. Now the positives. Unite takes the spotlight, okay? Yes, it is an event with only Unite. That is true. More matches, more action. Okay. Yes. I will say that is technically true because of Japan's willingness to have B, C streams, etc. So, yes, there will be B and C streams for this event. That's awesome. Those have happened before. But anyway, stronger sponsorship opportunities. Okay. This is a point that I see going around a lot.
A lot.
Where
yes.
There are going to be more sponsorship opportunities because TBC is fine with embracing sponsors and TBCI does not like sponsors. Well, that is technically true. I mean, it's evidenced, right? Like, we've seen sponsors for TBC events. We've seen no sponsors for TBCI events. Well, yes. Guys, there's one regional qualifier tournament for all of these other regions. How many sponsors are going to show up? Especially if they're looking at the numbers from, like, the player base and the viewership of years past, what sponsor is jumping onto these events, guys? Like, the last few years have been not good in terms of numbers, so I really don't think there's going to be a ton. But, I mean, maybe some small sponsors start picking up the game, and there's a little bit more money, and that could invest in a prize pool, potentially, which maybe could get more players signed up for this tournament. However, I doubt it. We just don't have the player base anymore. That's in my opinion. A new era for Unite Esports. Yeah, it's the next year. Sure.
Whatever. Yeah, okay. It's the end of the era.
It's the end of one era. Yeah, that's a fun way to put that. Great. Okay. Let's get another rest.
Boy.
Unite takes center stage game. We're saying that again. It's funny though, because I get it from a person from Japan stating that, because yes, the viewership experience at the Asia Champions League in person is unlike any other. I will admit that. Like, an entire crowd that is only there for Unite is special. It really is. It's epic. If you're going to be at Worlds this year, be on the lookout. We really want to get that ready go vibe going for these events with the casters, with the in-person environment. We're finally really trying to take that page out of Japan's book. It's awesome.
Nice.
Be on the lookout. At least that's what I've heard is some plans. Anyway, growth potential, greater exposure. I don't agree with greater exposure. I don't. I think there's going to be
less exposure.
There is
objectively.
Objectively less exposure. Bigger audiences. Don't know where you're finding people that are still interested in inspecting this, unfortunately. Ecosystem. For players and teams, more opportunities, career paths to the top, and a global... That's the most AI sentence I've ever heard.
Opportunity. That doesn't make... It just doesn't make any sense.
Substantially less opportunity with there being only one tournament next year with this regional qualifier. Clearer path to the top? No. It's the same path to the top. It's now
harder
you just, instead
path
of winning
to the
worlds,
top.
You win the other one. So, okay, great.
Much harder path to the top, actually.
Tokyo 2027, the start. The first chapter of many, the stage is set. You can believe that.
You can
believe that if you want to. I just vehemently disagree with it. Unfortunately, I think 2027, guys, my prediction is a Unite end of service announcement in 2028. That is based solely on vibes and the way this game has been going. But anyway, what to watch for, what this means for the community, and key questions. All of these things are kind of just repeat of the information that's put above it. But
will the prize pool increase?
Maybe.
More teams? No.
How will this impact other Pokemon esports titles? I'm not sure. It could impact others in Japan.
Yeah.
Maybe Go is like, yeah, we want to do only in Japan. I don't think so. In fact,
God
I think
speed.
From what I understand from communicating with the Go community, it's actually the Go community has some pretty big numbers outside of Japan. And Japan is actually kind of, for competitive Go, is a bit of a strange atmosphere. But anyway. Worlds has always, Wynus is asking in chat, Worlds is 32 teams. Worlds has always kind of attempted to be 32 teams, but then slots get weird. Specifically, I think China's kind of always been a bit of a wrench in the mix. All right.
Yeah, get this out of my face.
So here's I want to be so clear, especially I don't know, maybe this person will tune in. I think when you're trying to spin the information in that way, that is how I would spin that information to investors. I would be these are all potential opportunities. I just unfortunately don't believe so many of these things that you're stating on the screen. Guys, this is tough.
And I've even seen some rumblings of grassroots will carry the flame at me, maybe for...
Yep.
This next year, mm-hmm. which does make my heart happy, but with a live service game, I just fear, the end of service is nigh.
Yes, unfortunately. I do think that. But actually, Bridget, that's a great point. Let's talk about next year without UCS, what that'll look like a little bit, because I think we will have a game for the next year. We have one tournament.
Yes.
I think the sentiment that grassroots will carry the flame is 100% true. There will be nothing else.
They simply have to.
Now, unfortunately, listen, I love grassroots tournaments. I hosted Underdunk for over a year, right? Until maybe
yes,
under
sir.
A year, actually. I don't remember. Before the team that runs it, the incredible team that runs it now, picked it up, right? It is in such better hands. I want to be so clear. Kyle and Abina and Lordy and that whole crew that run both the broadcast and the tournament do an amazing job. That will still exist, I'm sure. It is a passion project for many. It's a passion event for many. A lot of players really enjoy it. Trust me, the soapbox that grassroots are important has been stood on as much by me as not many others. I've been preaching the word of it is so important to have weekly just evening tournaments with you can kind of let your hair down, play with your friends in a competitive setting that doesn't have to be a giant regional qualifier level tournament with big stakes and everything, but just the local tournament, right? That is what Underdunk is and everything. I hope that exists. I hope that they're able to put together maybe some kind of series of their own that could lead to some bigger prizes or something like that. Maybe they can work with or even set up their own things for other regions as well. I'm not sure. I think these things will exist. And I don't know, Kyle's saying, we're looking into it, we're seeing what we can do. Obviously, trust me, all the power to you guys. I think you're going to do an amazing job. I think, though, the unfortunate truth is just there a lot of people are going to leave without the opportunity for the World Championships. This has been the case forever. Like, that is the end goal. That is what people compete in this game for. There's a lot of reasons to leave when that is no longer an opportunity. A lot of players are like, well, I'm actually really good at video games, so I want to go compete in another one where I have a chance to maybe make it pro, get big, or something like that. Or it's just when you lose that sentiment, we'll see. I hope it's not off a cliff, but we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really feel for, like, especially, like, the younger players who, like, just got, like, of age to, like, play in UCS, who have, like, kind of been grinding from the beginning. It just, and like all like future players, I don't know, I was really like, not to get too sentimental too fast, I was just like mourning, like, you know, like no more like LAN memories for me, you know, like no more like finding like the underdog team and attorney and like becoming a fan and like getting to see them on stage, you know. That really, really hit me hard. And okay, I know I've like talked about it with my friends, but yeah,
I love that, Bridget. Let's talk some positive, because I think we've been kind of I specifically have been spiraling a lot on this episode. Let's talk some good things.
Part of it,
Bridget, what are you going to miss the most with the championship series being gone? You just mentioned a lot of really good things, but like, what do you think is going to be like that biggest thing? Like, there is LAN memories. Your watch parties have been so amazing and so fun.
I love them.
What do you think is going to be the thing you're like?
I mean, it's like the community element for me. Obviously, like, I've already like found, you know, a lot of like really close friends and like people, and like have had so many like amazing memories with this community. And it's just like, I like have been into Pokemon since forever, but was even like, you know, on Twitch when like Sword and Shield came out, and really like, I don't know, I really couldn't find like a home, I felt like, in any of the other Pokemon communities until Unite came along, and it really felt like,
yeah,
it was like for me. So like really like mourning that part. And like, it was kind of funny, like I have people like sending me like condolences when this happened.
Me too. Yeah.
And even like some of my like Shiny Hunter friends, they're like, we're here for you guys, like as a community. And I'm like, that was one of the nicest things I had like heard, because it really is kind of like, oh, I don't really feel like I fit in anywhere else. So I don't know. I just like knowing there's not going to be more, you know, hanging out with everyone in the Unite community at the bar after the tournament. I don't know. That kind of thing.
Oh, I'm going to miss that too. Those are incredible memories I'll have forever. There's a lot I'm going to miss. I've been thinking about it a lot of like, what is the biggest thing? And there's so much. I think watching new players come up in this game is what I'm going to miss the most. Like, listen, I know our award season could be a little scuffed sometimes and things like that. I take that stuff seriously in my voting and everything. I really do. I'm going to miss like watching like, oh my gosh, like this player just joined, they're popping off and they're so amazing. Like rookie of the year candidates, blah, blah, blah. Like I love that. I love being able to deep dive with stuff with you here on Overdunk. Like I just get freaking nerdy about this stuff. I'm going to miss that. I think I'm going to miss like being able to just deep dive so far into like this weird, wonderful niche space with people that I truly have come to love. Like it is going to be, I'm going to miss it. Now, will I still be following Unite? Definitely. Like I'm going to follow this regional tournament. I'm going to see whatever the hell going on in Japan. I'm going to be watching it and following it as much as I possibly can. Maybe even working it if there's a world in which that happens, I would love that. But, yeah, it's going to be tough. It is going to be tough. So, with that, I want to say, guys, with this being like San Francisco being the final event, I just want everybody who's watching this to know, it's going to be incredible. Like it is going to be the best send-off that everybody working on this show, from casters you see on screen to behind the scenes production, like I just want you to know, like you're getting the best that could ever happen. I guarantee that to you. Without being any other spoilers or anything like that, I promise you, this San Francisco show, you're gonna want to watch Unite. Free hot dogs. Love that you brought that up. I love that you brought that up. It's gonna be awesome, guys. Husky. Hi, Husky just sent in our chat, by the way. I wish we knew earlier so I could have prioritized it. I really thought we would have another year. I can't agree with you more. I am devastated that we did not know earlier. I wish more Unite people would have had the chance to, whether it be a cup of beans involved, the Hornet,
I forgot about the
Hornet, you're on to something. Guys, we had a chat, and like, listen, I don't want to spoil anything too much or whatever, or what this is for or anything, but there was a chat that was like, hey, let's all share our favorite moments. And
oh, no.
Guys, the way I laughed and cried multiple times just scrolling through is like,
oh,
absurd. Like, oh my gosh, it's truly wonderful. So that is a sentiment I want to kind of leave this goodbye UCS chat surrounding. Before we maybe talk about the future of the game or what, who knows. But like, the thing I want to kind of lean on is, this sucks. I am very sad about this. I thought we'd have another year. I really did. With World specifically, I just want to encourage everybody to head into it with the most like positive, let's finish this strong and celebrate what this last 5 years was as much as we can. I laughed a lot at Husky's all-time Unite Twitter list for the five. That was great. I see Relic in our chat. We had Nyatt like talking about his favorite caster moments from a bunch of people. Aww. It was so kind and so generous to Relic and I specifically. It was very nice. Like those kind of things are amazing, and I hope that everybody, like, let's share. Obviously, guys, there's gonna be tap dancing on, you know, on some finality here. Oh. A little bit. People are gonna be.
I thought you meant real tap dancing.
Oh,
sorry.
No. There's gonna really be some excited. Celebration about the game going away, right? There's always gonna be that. And honestly, like, I don't really blame people in any situation, but I'm just like, hey, let's also make space and room to celebrate what this was and how incredible it was, and yeah, have some good torch to the end. Yeah.
I also, this isn't like a positive moment, but I do like Wonder Chef being the Pokemon game Grim Reaper.
Yes. Yes.
And that really brought me a lot of joy on that horrible day when, yeah, I was very emotional. I mean, like, just like everything it's given me, like you were saying, like all of the memories, like, I don't know. It's just... It's we have our flaws,
yep.
But I really love this community and a lot of most of the people in it.
Yeah, me too. You guys, hey, also, let's take this time now. Bridget, Overdone viewers are freaking goated, by the way. The fact that you all have tuned into this podcast, some of you since the get-go, I'm looking at you, Dextro Dump, like, have been, like, tuned in, Ripto, you as well, actually. You guys have been, like, following and supporting this show where, like, guys, we are the most niche of a niche community, right? Like, we're talking about Pokemon Unite, a tiny game that nobody plays, and we are talking about a competitive circuit that is struggling to get signups, and you, and we're, like, powering teams. We're power ranking Spraggles and Doomsnacks outfits, like, the content creating is ridiculous. So thank you so much for like kind of going along with the vibe and riding with us. It's been awesome. With that being said, Overdunk, we're going to have this episode, obviously, will be published. We are going to have a pre-Worlds episode as well. We want to do a classic, like, hey, let's talk about the World Championships, get hyped. And I think we're going to do a post-Worlds episode after that. I don't think that Overdunk Podcast will be continuing post that, unfortunately. We've loved it, but it's the competitive Pokemon Unite podcast, and with just the future surrounding that being so uncertain, it is your favorite Pokemon competitive Unite podcast might be taking a long rest, guys. But it's been awesome. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Bridget, what else do you want to talk about? We've talked a lot about UCS ending, but...
I know. I mean, I just kind of want to reiterate what you said. Like, thank you for, like, truly one of the best days of my life was when you and Doofstacks asked me to join you guys. Like,
best decision we ever made. by the way.
I did not believe it.
Like, it was it was the easiest and best decision of all.
Meant the world to me. It still means the world to me, and it will always mean that much to me. Like, it just, it's great. I mean, even like Husky put out like a really great video talking about her things. Big Husky YouTube fan. I'm in her sleep videos now, like Pokemon sleep videos now.
Oh,
like, big fan. And just like, she talked a lot about like, you know, the loss of like the identity that we have, like being, I don't know, like the ragtag Pokemon Unite people.
Yeah.
It just has always meant a lot to me, and I will always carry it with me, but it's going to be hard to.
It's going to be hard.
I know. I'm like very much mourning. Like, I'm pre-mourning hard already.
Relic,
yeah, I know it's not over, but
Relic, I agree with you. We also, I'll message you later, Relic. There's, yeah. Anyway,
I was watching Spreggle's stream, and he was just like, "Oh, we're getting news." He was very vague. He's like, "Oh, we're getting news," and someone is like, "Oh, like." Two Capes news? He's like, this is the opposite of Two Capes. it's like, okay.
Guys, I... please tune into Worlds.
So...
please tune into Worlds, everybody. Yeah.
I'll be watching.
Yeah. That one thing being said, UCS, the final game of Unite in the UCS circuit, being... in an arena like the Chase Center in San Francisco, having Pokemon fans there to support and just scream and fill an arena's worth. And guys, let's face it, we probably know the two gentlemen who are going to be crushing it on the microphone. Not official, but like very likely. I can't think of two, like the two dads to send us off in an arena is going to be, God, it's going to be awesome. I personally, it's just going to be, yeah, I'm going to be Waterworks for sure, but it's going to be amazing.
I plan to watch Party, but I'm going to be crying a lot, I think. So.
Good. Yeah, we might see some Ditto hug up on the screen. Who knows? Oh. Or we just bear that emotion. I'm down either way. It's going to be awesome, guys. Okay. I'm sorry. I loved it. And chat's been saying some, and I'm enjoying it too much. We got a little bit less time. I want to talk about more of our favorite UCS moments, like throughout the years, because it's been too fun. And again, we talked about the controversy at the start. There was a lot of just negativity surrounding it. I want to talk about some of the good stuff. So chat, please fire off like your favorite moments throughout UCS that you want to put like into chat. Like it'll be awesome. Also, Husky, if you, Bridget, and Kyle all watch Party together, I'm watching that. I'm not watching the event. I'm watching that watch party. Smim with the t-shirt cannons call out. I mean, obviously, those people crushed it. I also know Kello and Danley also fired off the t-shirt cannons. I don't know if they were on stream when they did it, but they, like, in a fill moment, like when it was like on break or something, those two did fire off some. But yeah, Spraggles and Dupes next were on camera firing them into the crowd. That was an incredible moment. Nouns versus Talipobo at first EYC. That look forward to a moment maybe where I break that down in the near future. That's one of my favorite moments. Might have been one of my favorite gameplay moments ever. I just don't think you write. Okay, let's hone in on that one. Isn't he remember?
He has it like, ready.
You can't script a better finale. Like, two EU rivals, the first ever, like, region-specific LAN is ongoing, and it's a photo-finish scoreline race. Like, we get to see that on the graphic. Like, come on. It's so perfect. Hardly know we're on stage. TTV versus LG, unreal. Stairs, classic.
Stairs was... a cultural moment, for sure.
Oh, one note on Stairs, one of my favorite things. Let's wait until UCS is finished before I sell some of these stories. Nothing bad, it's just I want to make sure to button up, but yeah.
Our post-worlds, we can have a tell-all.
Okay, how about you, Bridget? Any favorite moments?
I do like the kick. Was it?
Yes!
I forget who even kicked
Spraggles,
who. But...
Spraggles kicked Doopsnacks right in the hip, and he crumbled because they were filling for almost an hour in a tiny booth, and they went literally insane. And then Spraggles kicked him. He fell. And Spraggles, after seeing him fall, turned to the camera and said, "I didn't mean to kick him." Which I like, it was the funniest moment I've ever seen in my life. I still pull up that video and cry. The other video that I pull up and cry laughing at, of course, is when Chef drew Gyarados twice. It is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Mostly because of our tableau of reactions between me, Dupesnax, and Spraggles. Spraggles is like, and Dupesnax is like, cry laughing.
Yeah, he can't. I've never seen him laugh so hard.
Oh my gosh, that one was so good. The biggest after party on day 3 of Worlds this year, Fifi. I am so down. Oh, I'm so down. Sunday's gonna be epic in San Fran. I guarantee it. Yeah, Dupesnax turning off the power.
Yeah.
Note about Dupesnax turning off the power, by the way, is one of my favorite screenshots anybody in the community's ever taken is just of the Twitch previews of all 4 games when the power went out. We're all on a waiting screen except for Unite, which Spraggles and Dupesnax had like a flashlight pointed at their faces and were telling ghost stories about, or haunted spooky stories about Unite ranked. And it was like, what is even going on Unite?
Man.
Like, we have way too much fun on going on our broadcast.
I love like the other games' perception and reception of Unite, because like we are like, I love like there's that one like meme that it's like all the other casters and it's like Pokemon Unite casters and they're just like crazy. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, I just feel like we're like the weird cool kid, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I love being the wheelchair. Oh, Griff says G versus Team YouTube. Final Strike Finals are a world spot.
Yeah.
That was epic. Such a good game on land. That was where the free hot dogs line came from.
Free hot dogs.
One thing about that event, when we were casting that one, we as Unite barely ever got to use the lounge. And the lounge didn't exist this last year for any of the games for the broadcast. But
oh, yeah.
We didn't often, because the way our format works, we have very little downtime between matches. All the other games would, or except for Go, would play Swiss format, which means if their stream match ended earlier than any of the matches happening out in the field, they had to wait till the field matches ended. It means they had a lot of downtime. So they used the lounge a lot, but we didn't get to use it very often. But shout out to our one of our producers at the production company made it so on Saturday, because we were ending on Saturday and on Sunday, we got to use the lounge the entire day.
Oh, yeah.
So we just casted from the crowd for an entire day, and it was the best experience. It's like, oh, yeah, this is how it should always be. It was so, so incredible. I absolutely loved that. That was so fun. And yeah, when Spraggles mugged me with the free hot dogs line, I it was amazing. I cried laughing so hard. It was amazing. Yeah.
I also really like yeah, the cool guys when you and Chef did cool guys.
Cool guys.
I like thought that was like, I thought you guys casted like 20 games together and you're like, that was our only one.
No.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. Our only one. Yeah, that one. I love doing the cool guys bit. That was awesome. Yeah, Relic mentioning the fist bump bit when, well, Dupesnax for, I don't know, the 50th time walked in front of the camera while we were live. It happens. And then we just got the entire talent team for all 4 titles to come and do it. That was awesome. Shout out to Relic for this year's EUIC. We talked about it for so long, like this whole year we have, that Relic has one of the best interview calls we've ever had on the show is when he's interviewing, and I think it's Zealot, right? Who like, or no, it's Potato. And Potato like can't really get their words because they're just so emotional and happy about winning.
Aww.
And Relic just turns to the camera and goes, "We'll take that as a and we like, for the entire rest of the night, we just do sex or me would turn and go like, "We'll take that as a yes." That one was awesome. Yeah, Potato just has some great interview moments across the board. That wasn't even the only one, but yeah, there's some good ones. I think,
man,
World Championships were good. Oh, man, this kind of reminds me, Bridget, I think maybe post-Worlds or Imperials, we should do another one of those where I get you to blind rank moments. That was fun. When I got you to, like, blind rank finals, that was a good
fun
time on the show. Yeah. Yeah, the stupid marble bit. The marble bit. The marble bit is remarkably stupid for just how hard we committed to it and how hard we forced prediction. Or sorry, not
the marbles video
production to do it. We were like, "No, you don't understand. We have to do this." And they're like, "We don't know how. we can't. And we're like, no, you have to. And so we like force the hand. We're like, we have to do a marble bit. And then for some reason, it's like the video that got played before the closing ceremonies.
Yes, it was.
Stage. And another case of many such cases of people going, what is even going on in Unite? Genuinely, what is happening? Yeah, it was something else. Your one with player profiles. Oh, yeah, Goof, Baby Monzo. Yeah, those were fun. Those were really cool pieces of content. The closest we've gotten, I think, this year is, like, maybe my interviews with players on the preview shows before before the international championships. I got to interview Ender before LAIC, Utah before EUIC, and I believe it was Chris Smith before NAIC. So all those interviews I think are quite strong and like kind of get to learn a little bit more about the player. So if you're interested in those, there will be another one before the World Championships. Should be good. So yeah, there's some really cool content around that. Yeah, man, another world, you know? Like, Bridget, like, there's so much this game could do with this esport and this scene and stuff. That's obviously one of the hardest parts, I think, is like, we all know how good of a thing this is. You know, anybody tuning into this podcast, like, knows how special Unite is as an esport, as a community, as a game, for crying out loud. Like, listen, they've made some bad decisions surrounding the game and like kind of developing the game, but geez, the gameplay does bring you back. It's a fun game.
I know.
It's exciting. Watch-wise, it is an incredible viewer game. It's like the MOBA experience in 10 minutes. It's brilliant. There's just so many things that it's like, duh. It's so, we had something really special. And I'm going to miss it.
I know. And I'm like grateful to have been a part of it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, man, we were in the good old days and we didn't even know it, you know, like,
oh yeah, the Andy from The Office meme.
It's like how it feels, and I'm trying not to be like, it's not over yet, but I just
which, again, we talked a lot about the start of the show, is really tough messaging from the game, and I'm really frustrated with it, and that's difficult, but this is fundamentally the end of UCS. Japan will have something ongoing with some international involvement. And let's just say that out there, too. If you're a player watching this and you truly think that, like, I think I want to keep competing in this game and invest heavily in it, one, I wouldn't suggest. I don't think anyone is going to give you the advice to follow that up. But if it's something that you were adamant about, I think you got to pull an Overlord. I think the trip to Japan, find a team in Japan, your whole team to Japan. I don't know. That's going to be the future of this game, I think, if it exists. But yeah. Arigato.
Yeah, get ready to learn Japanese. Truth.
Right. Bridget, any more favorite moments, like whether it's broadcast dumb bits, fun moments we had on the, any fun like podcast moments that you can think of?
One of my favorite things we did was when we ranked player tags, like, in-game
names.
And Smim always says it's giving Frank. Like, he will never let me forget that one. Like,
we made a whole tier. It was the Frank tier.
I know. Oh,
that was
that
so
was one
funny.
Of my favorites.
Yeah, that was a good one. I liked that a lot. I loved the charity events that we got to run on this channel, this podcast. I will never forget when we played Family Feud and Dupes Nice did not understand Fast Money and just read what your answers were and they tried to play it. It was hilarious. It was also Gatlu played maybe the worst game of Family Feud I've ever seen in my life.
We didn't explain it to them. They were like, what is
Brub this? Nadesu got it. Brub Nadesu got it just fine. It was awesome. Love
it
that.
Was.
Love the Jeopardy things. It was we had some good moments for sure on this one. I really did like the Spraggles and Dupe Snacks outfit draft we did.
I think that was the
best way we could have done it. Tier list would have been unfun. Draft,
yeah,
sick. That was awesome. Yeah, some really good times. So guys, I think we're going to end it here.
On a high.
On a high. Guys, it's It's been awesome. Like I said, we're going to do two more episodes of this show before we close out the podcast. We're going to do a pre-Worlds episode. We are going to do a post-Worlds episode. We're going to miss UCS. We really are. This has been an amazing show. Bridget, I know you mentioned how important it was for you being on the show. You have leveled this show up in an unbelievable way. So thank you so much for being on it. Thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in. We'll see you for the last two episodes. And we'll see you next time. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you for supporting UCS. And let's all make sure to remember the awesome times as we close this thing out in San Francisco in August. GG's, everybody. Bye.
GG's.